This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Liga MX on the BetRivers Network.
Welcome in, everybody, to the Liga MX podcast presented in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. I'm Cooper, and this is my co-host, RJ. And this is podcast number 3 for the Liga MX Apertura season 2022. Looking forward to discussing a couple of games for you guys, getting a couple of winners, hopefully, and catching up on some news and just having a good time talking about some Mexican soccer.
Yes, sir. Yeah, looking forward to it, Coop. You know, first couple of weeks have been kind of spotty, you know, kind of as expected, being in seasons, no matter what league, what country, can be a bit inconsistent. But starting to see some things, you know, it's only been 2 weeks, we're starting to see some things align, some teams to target, some teams to avoid. So hopefully, with that being said, we can deliver some winners and profit this weekend. And I think everybody will be happy with that, right? So that's the name of the game. Try to find some profit here, and we got a few plays we like. So looking forward to talking about them.
Absolutely, and you know, just full transparency that this is a long season. We've booked 2 shows so far. The first week didn't go so well. I think we went 1-3. We were both backing Chivas to score some goals, and they created a ton of big chances. Didn't happen for us. Last week was 1-2. We had 3 plays, but our one play that won, you know, we designated that as kind of the big show play for last week. So really should have been a break even worst case scenario for last week's show. So we're really not too far behind. Had a lot of success last season in the playoffs. So we feel good. There's a lot of weeks ahead, a lot of opportunities as the season goes on. And RJ is a statistics guy. So the more stats, the better for RJ. So we, you know, we're optimistic about this season, yeah. And we're ready to get into it today. You got one player, two?
I have two.
Okay, you want to start us off?
Yeah, I'll kick us off, and I just want to touch a quick moment on what you just said about, you know, being in a season. You know, Twitter in general, it doesn't matter where you look. Like, you know, I always see people like excited to see new leagues, which of course I am too. You see Germany, Bundesliga, Serbia, Slovakia, like all the leagues, European leagues are starting back up this weekend. And, you know, I just advise caution with people, like, you know, no matter who you tail or who you think may know, but the transfer window, week one after a 2-month layoff, it's a wild card, right? You may not know just because Hamburger and Bundesliga 2 were like scored 70 goals last year. You're like, oh, I can't wait to take the over again. But I'm just saying, advise caution. You never know what to expect the first few weeks. So, and if you're the type of person that loves action and you're not betting as an investment, you're betting for action, that's a different story. But the way we try to approach the betting world is with an investment strategy, right? To idea of trying to make money slowly. It's not going to happen overnight. So I just wanted to throw that out there. With a lot of new leagues starting up, I know people are itchy to bet the Germany leagues and the England lower leagues or England Premier, but just take it easy. I'd advise.
Yeah, and that's great insight. We're all eager, you know, to get some of the big leagues started again, but just try to be selective and pick your spots, you know, for the first week or so. Watch it. You know, try to just sit back. What I do is I sit back and I watch as many games as I possibly can and get to know new rosters, new tactics. And then you feel a little bit more comfortable maybe betting a handful of games 2-3 weeks down the road. But yes, sir.
But yeah, no, that being said, I'll get into the first play. Both my plays are on Sunday this weekend. So I'm going to Pumas versus Necaxa. You know, the first couple of games of this tournament, I mean, there's one thing's been clear. Pumas are an open side. They have 2 strong forwards from Argentina that seem to be gelling well together in Danilo and Del Prete. right? They got Salvio from, I believe, Estudiantes in Argentina. I could be wrong there, but they grabbed a Boca.
Yeah, from Boca.
From Boca. And, you know, they're, you know, the three guys seem to be lining up. They're getting in the lineup. They played week one. They played a bit last week. So I think you're going to start seeing them gel, right? I think they must have some history together, but I think whatever they do, that it looks good on the field. They're gelling well together. They haven't won. You know, I think they won once at home recently, but they've been kind of inconsistent overall. And they play Necaxa, who, you know, took on Querétaro last week, won 2-1. Not a very special match, but they've shown some strong performances early so far this season. It's only been two matches, like I said. But I like both teams to score here, right? It's straight to the point. Really not a statistical play. It's just what I've seen on film, more of what I think could be expected here again. So I'm on both teams to score at minus 120. Matches on Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern time. One thing I'll add, one of the reasons why I do like it too, Pumas played a friendly yesterday against Celta Vigo. The scheduling's interesting. With, you know, 4 or 5 days off, I think they'll be rested, but I think we'll see both teams to score. The Cox are coming off a win, should be riding high. Pumas yet to record a victory yet so far in this tournament, should be eager. So both teams to score is likely, in my opinion, minus 120 is the play officially.
Yeah, you know what, man? This is almost an auto play for Pumas at this point. You get a decently affordable price. It's almost an auto play because this Pumas defense might, again, I mean, they were almost the worst defense in the league last season, and they might be the worst defense again. Of course, and then like you mentioned, with the addition of Del Prete, and the other Argentina player, Salvio, not a coincidence because those three guys up top are all from Argentina. So you obviously could see Dineno getting the guys he wants, and they look great, man. They look fantastic in attack. Salvio comes in last week against Leon, scores a goal right off the bat. He's providing service from the wing. I mean, those three guys, this team reminds me of Atlanta United for Major League Soccer because they're super talented in attack and they just have no defense whatsoever. So really hard to argue with this. And then for Necaxa, you know, this isn't a team that I love. It's not a team that I bet on a lot last year, but they still have Milton Jimenez as their number nine. And if you got Milton Jimenez on the field against a Pumas back line, even on the road, he can probably make you pay. So until Puma shows anything different tactically, with their approach to a football game, this is almost an auto play. And I'll just kind of carry this over into my first play because it's going to be on the same game. I do like that look, RJ. So for my first play, I'm going to take Puma's team total over 1.5 at plus 136. I couldn't resist this price tag pre-match. Like we touched on a little bit, Dineno, Del Prete, and Salvio, those three guys up top look great. Still have Diogo off the bench if you need him. Just to me, I texted you the other day. I've seen him play two times. I said, Puma's offense is going to be a wagon for us this year. They're going to make us money. They're going to score goals. They look elite. I mean, they look like easily a top five attack in Liga MX, potentially even better. I mean, I don't know how long Dineno stays with Pumas, to be honest. I mean, he already got a lot of discussion during the transfer window. They're either going to have to cough up a big check for him, or he's going to go play in Europe somewhere, or you know, maybe a big club in South America. I don't know, but he's really good. He's getting service now from all over the field. So really like this spot here. I do want to credit Necaxa. So they were tied for eighth best in expected goals allowed last season defensively. So this is a side that's going to be compact, especially on the road. They're going to try to counter you. But I just think that this is a disrespectful price to the Pumas offense. And I don't usually like call out these odds makers for being way off because they rarely are way off, and we have to pick our spots. But I think that they're off here. I think early in the season, they haven't adjusted to how potent this Pumas team is on the ball. And I think that they have more than enough quality. If Necaxa is going to just sit back and make them play small ball and work their way through, I think Pumas potentially could have a field day. So, this spot. What do you got about this one?
Yeah, I agree, especially at that price. I anticipate both teams to score, and you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see Pumas get on track with their first win of the tournament here. Like I said, they'll be eager, they'll be hungry. They put up three against Lyon. I mean, Lyon got a red card, and they still put up three against Pumas, right? But it just goes to show you the you know, you never know, right? And I think cards are pretty prevalent, as we saw last night in Club America. Cards are prevalent in this league. It can be wild card at times, but I think the fact of the matter is Pumas is very eager, and at that price, I think this is certainly worth attacking against an Necaxa side who aren't, you know, great at defense either, right? They certainly, I mean, they conceded four goals in the two matches, and Toluca put up three against them week one. I like this play a lot.
Fantastic. But what do you got for your second play?
So my second play is also Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern time. And I'm taking Atletico San Luis versus Monterrey. Both teams to score as well here, -112. Not much else to discuss here other than the fact that Monterrey, you know, and I'm not basing this on, okay, Monterrey played Santos Laguna 4-3. Monterrey at home took on Club America, who's an extremely difficult side to crack, you know, nonetheless. Won 3-2 against them. Fairly entertaining game. They always have kind of – the matches are either dull or they're shootouts, right, between those two. And St. Louis, again, they're one of the more inconsistent teams. I said it earlier in the week one. I'll say it again now, especially at home. Their matches are pretty open, pretty wild, I'll say. And, again, back Chivas week one, right, expected them to do well. They got two goals reversed. What are you going to do? They played – Atletico San Luis played Chivas last week. I like Chivas to take St. Louis. St. Louis, you know, won the match, right, with 36% possession. One shot on goal was a goal. Chivas had 19 shots, four on goal. They didn't net the net once. So they're not efficient at all. Their XG is pretty garbage at this point. Yeah. But St. Louis, what I'm saying is they're efficient, right? And they do find the back of the net. They have the talent. And I think, you know, with Monterrey's firepower, it's going to cause an open match, you know, and I just, it's as plain as that, right? There's no statistics here. It's more of a, what I expect again, early in the season. I think both teams to score at -112 because St. Louis is at home, especially, for my second play this weekend.
Yeah. I think that's a good approach here. I'm more comfortable with this play given Atletico San Luis being the home side. Mm-hmm. They just seem to find the back of the net at home. You know, even with the departure of their, you know, their striker, Bertarame.
Yeah.
Even with him leaving, this team still has not changed their style of play. So they still play the same exact type of game, very open, especially at home. They're going to let it rip. Monterrey has been obviously a juggernaut offensively so far this year, which is always fun. They've always had the talent. They've always spent a lot of money on big players. That pairing specifically for Monterrey, Rodrigo Aguirre, yep, and Funes Mori at the top looks really great to start the year. But so they've scored six goals and they've allowed six goals. I think there's no way we don't get at least an open game with chances here in San Luis, and definitely comfortable with backing San Luis to score on their home pitch.
Yeah. And I think early in the season, you know, I'll probably toss out more both teams to score than I than I normally would. I money lines and sides I tend to avoid, but I think once we start getting into the season and the stats start growing, this is when, as we discussed week one in our preview, where you'll start seeing some low totals like 2.25, 2.5, even a plus money, where from a statistical standpoint and in recent form and all that, it's like really, really nice plays start to show up here towards beginning to mid season. So let's throw that out there.
Absolutely. So I'll move on to my final play here and we'll wrap it up. This might be the first time I've ever backed this team officially in years in covering this league. I'm going to take Juarez on the Asian handicap minus 0.25 here against Querétaro. And it's at minus 102, which is a good price, getting close to even money there. This to me is just an opportunity to kind of try to jump on the books here early in the year before things go in their respective directions for these clubs. Juarez has gotten substantially better. This is one of the better teams I've seen them have. They added Darwin Machis, who I'm hearing had like a small muscle tweak, but should be back for this match. He had that was their big addition. He had four goals for Granada in La Liga in Spain last season. They added Jesus Dueñas from Tigres. He's bolstering the midfield. And then Gabriel Fernandez had two goals last week. Their striker, who they've been wanting to come around for a long time. This is a guy that spent time at Celta Vigo in La Liga, spent some time in La Liga too, came over. Kind of took a year to adjust and then kind of exploded last week. So the pieces are starting to come together. There's enough talent here for this Juarez team. They're going to be at home, coming off a win on the road against Tijuana 2-0. They haven't allowed a goal this season. So good start defensively for these guys. They created four big chances against Tijuana. And they're hosting Querétaro here. And, if you know anything about this Querétaro club, they've got an ugly past, an ugly recent past, with the tragedy that happened, at their home stadium. I don't know if they're even still allowed to have fans this season. It's hard finding an update on this league, to be honest with you. Their owners have been forced out. Coach has been forced out. Their front office has been forced out. So this is a team that, you know, it's just like, I think that they might be the punching bag this season. I mean, I think the
Detroit Lions of the NFL.
Yeah, the Detroit Lions, if, you know, some really bad stuff has happened that they're, you know, not just losing. But so anyways, I think this is a great spot. I think Querétaro is going to be a punching bag this season. I think Juarez has improved. And I think that this is a good opportunity with the price here at minus 0.25. If it ends up, you know, 1-1 somehow or 0-0, you get half your unit back here, which is always a position that I like to take.
I agree. If you guys have watched the first show, I did throw it out. It wasn't like an official play, but it at least was a mention that I thought Juarez could be a dark horse this tournament. And it's still early, and I'm certainly not overly excited. But as you said, they've played some poor teams, but they've done what you would expect a team that's decent to do, and just take advantage of that, right? Get a point at least. And yeah, it'd be interesting to see here. I do like this play. I think especially at home, nice number, nice play, and I'd like to see them keep doing well, right? It's a team that I used to follow them in the expansion Liga, right? Like Division One Mexico. And I think they got some potential this year. So I'm rooting for, obviously be honest with you, but rooting for, and we'll be watching this play for sure.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a confidence about this team that you've never seen before. They've always been like, you know, when a big team schedules a little team, it's like, all right, that's going to be a win for us. That's kind of how Juarez has been, but they don't look like that this year. They're playing team football and they have that kind of a newfound confidence about them here at home against a team that, you know, they should have an advantage on. Yeah. I think it's a good spot, but All right, so those are our four plays. We can recap for you and wrap it up.
Yeah, I'll start with mine, Coop. First play, Pumas, both teams to score. Pumas versus Necaxa, right? Both teams to score, -112 on Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern time. And the second play is Atletico San Luis versus Monterrey, Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern time, both teams to score, -120.
Fantastic. Yeah, I'm taking Pumas team total over 1.5 at +136. I love the price there. Love the attack that Pumas has. I think we have a good chance to cash a plus money play there. Mm-hmm. And then I'm taking Juarez at home on the Asian spread, -0.25 at -102, hosting Querétaro. And those are our four plays. Hoping for a good week. Appreciate everybody tuning in, as always. We enjoy doing this. We spend a lot of time. You know, hopefully it'll be a good season as we move down the road. And you know, make sure you guys are subscribing. Hit the thumbs up. That does us a lot of favors. Drop a comment. You know, if you have anything good or bad to say, we don't mind either of them. We get plenty of that all day on Twitter. So just drop in and say hello, and we'll see you guys next week.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Liga MX on the BetRivers Network.